Yes.
We got disconnected.
Yes. Okay, so, I mean, how do I know that you are going to be official? Like, how long before I see my name on there, on the Google search stuff?
Well, we have to PIN verify you. So anybody that's on the first page of Google has to go through a Google PIN verification process where they send a postcard to your address. So they'll send it to you in the actual mail. It'll say Google on it, and there's a little 5-digit number on the back of it that we get from you. That usually takes about 3 to 5 days to receive in the mail on average, but you wouldn't be able to see yourself on Google until we have actually completed that PIN verification. So between now and when you receive that PIN, we'll develop all the content, we'll do a client interview with you, we'll do all the legwork basically on the campaign and all the directory submissions, so that way once you get that PIN, you know, you simply just put it in, verify the listing, and then you're live. You can start receiving clients from there. So there's going to be a little bit of a setup period there. That's going to make month two more profitable than month one, but you should still be able to see return on investment within the first month.
Okay. So as a startup, you know, you're not going to charge me the setup fee, and it's going to be $150 a month for the pro?
For the pro, it would be $199, not $150. $199. I'm charging you 50%, not $150. So 50% of $399 comes out to $199. 50% of the platinum package would be $299. So you can either do $199 or $299 for pro and platinum. And then I can't really drop the price on a Platinum Premier because that money is for Google Ads. It actually goes straight into the ad as well. But I don't think you need that right now, considering you're only covering about a 25-mile radius. Ads would be if you were trying to cover a lot more than even 50 miles, then we would need the ad to cover the additional area. So.
Okay, well, let's start with the pro and see how I can see this. You know, I'll give you some time for you to set up everything you need to set up, but I would like to be able to start to, you know, generate phone calls and interest from Google, and we can continue with this.
Yeah, we can always grow you. Like, if you want to add the Facebook ads later, or if you want to expand and start doing Google ads later, those are always options that are going to be available to you. The most important thing is getting that local listing while it's open. You know, so doing the pro package will do that, and then, you know, we can always.
So once I sign up for this, you're gonna send me the verification PIN.
Oh yeah, and then we're also gonna set up your client interview. So the client interview, actually, I can do that now. The client interview typically takes about 30 minutes, but we do ask for an hour window in order to complete it. I have slots available tomorrow between noon and then 7 p.m. at the latest. What's your schedule look like?
I would say about noon. Noon would be good.
Okay. So I'm going to schedule it actually between 12 and 1, give or take like 5 or 10 minutes, because it's going to be a separate technician that's doing it. I just want to give them time to pull up your account and then call you. I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to your business email address. What's your business email address?
AGSLLC4159.
AGSLLC4159, and is that at Gmail?
At Gmail, yes.
Okay. AG.
So you located in California?
Yeah. Yes, sir. We're in Fountain Valley and Costa Mesa as well. All the Google partners are located in California. You'll notice like our Fountain Valley location and, we also have like a Newport Beach location and a Costa Mesa location. They're all right next to the Google headquarters in Newport Beach, California. So the actual original Google headquarters is out here.
Okay.
And you said it's AGS, just like your business name, right? Amazing Grace Solutions.
Yeah, AGS, yes.
4159 at Gmail.
4159 at Gmail, yes.
Okay, I got it right. Okay. Sending the invitation to you now for the client interview. And then I'm going to create your Google business profile. On the first page of the Google search results, you can only have one phone number listed as the primary line of contact for Amazing Grace Solutions, LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Yes.
Okay. And what's your last name, Nixon?
Diaz. D-I-A-Z.
Okay. And the business street address where I can send your Google PIN verification letter.
It's 4159 Berwick Farm Drive, Duluth, Georgia, 30096.
Okay. 300. Oh, you said Berwick Farm?
Yes. B-E-R-W-I-C-K.
Okay, I found it. 30096?
Yes.
Okay. And are you okay with us using your current website for the Google listing and attaching it to the Google business profile?
Yeah, I mean, it's still still developing. It's still not, you know.
Yeah, I just see a house here. Okay. I see some pathways and some good hardscaping here. I think you did some sloping there. Yeah, I mean, it's simple, but that's okay. I mean, it's really at your discretion. I could put in a request to have a new site built, but I don't know what you've already invested into this site. I mean, the only way for it to really, for you to make that money back would be for us to attach it and at least use it until you've generated a return on investment from it.
Yes, let's just use that one for now.
Okay. That way it's not a waste, you know? I don't know what you spent on it, but even if it's $20, you know, we'll make it back. Okay, and then I did get a notification that the AGS4159 Gmail, there was a failure to deliver your client interview appointment. Is there a typo there, or is it AGSLLC at 4159 at Gmail?
No. I just want to wait. I mean, I'm not sure if this is what I want to do, honestly. I mean, I did give you the right address. It's AGSLLC4159.
Oh, it's LLC. Yeah, the LLC is just missing out of there. So let me just update that, because I just put AGS4159@gmail.com, and it declined it.
Yes, AGS LLC 4195.
Okay, 4195. You said 95, not 59.
5-5-9.
Oh, it is. It is 59. Okay. Yeah, because I had it right on your business profile here, but then all of a sudden the client interview came back different. Okay. And then how would you like your hours of operation displayed?
Monday through Saturday from 8 to 4.
8 to 4. Okay, and what about Sunday? You want to put closed?
Yeah, closed on Sunday.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your clients?
Yes.
Okay, submit. All right, so I got the business profile created. The client interview appointment is scheduled for tomorrow between 12 and 1. We're going to send the PIN verification out today. It says allow up to 3 to 5 days to receive your PIN verification letter. So it's Thursday. At the earliest, you would have it Tuesday next week. At the latest, you would have it at Thursday next week. Okay, be mindful of that. I don't know if you always are the one that checks the mail there. It does say that having your address displayed on Google is optional. Did you want to have your address hidden or displayed?
Well, would it show the area where I'm located at? Because, I mean, I work from a home office, so I don't really think – I don't really care to show my prime location.
Yeah, I can hide it.
But it also – could it be important, though, if customers want to know where, you know, I don't know.
Well, if I hide it, it'll still say Duluth GA on there, and it'll have the zip code. It just won't have the actual street address portion, and the turn-by-turn directions would be deactivated.
Okay. Sounds
so
good.
That way you don't have to worry about them showing up to your home, but they'll know that you're local and that you've been PIN verified, obviously. And that little red dot on the map will still be there, but it's not accurate enough for them to actually pull the address from there, or turn their GPS on and drive up to you.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, perfect. So I have your business profile set up all the way. Client interview was confirmed by our client interview technician, but I did have to update your Gmail, so I don't know if you received that invitation there. but it will send a text out to you 1 hour prior, so about 11 o'clock tomorrow. If anything pops up or changes, we could always reschedule that client interview, but I do want to try to get it knocked out as soon as possible, so that way we're not wasting a day here as far as getting everything up and running. And then in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $199 for the pro package, and I've waived the setup fee, how did you want to do that?
I'm going to go ahead and use a card.
Okay, is it under your name, the business name, or both?
Both, it's both.
Okay. All right, so let's say Nixon Diaz, Amazing Grace Solutions, LLC. Okay, and is the billing address the same as the street address we're sending your PIN verification letter?
Yes.
All right. So on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. According to my system, it should start with the number 4 if it's a Visa. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
Okay, it's going to be 3779.
3779?
Yes.
You said this was a Visa?
No, this is American Express.
Oh, okay. Let me update this. My apologies. Okay. 3779.
8660.
8660.
1561.
1561.
009.
009. Okay. Yeah, I know the American Express is a little bit different. Mine only has 15 digits. And then there should be a 4-digit code on the front.
It's going to be 9932.
9932. And then the expiration date, month, and year?
It's going to be the 0327.
327. Okay, so I'm going to send you an invoice receipt and an outline of the agreement in writing. Marketing on Google is considered a business expense, so you will be able to write this off. I actually think you get some bonuses, too, if it's an Amex business card. I don't know. It doesn't actually say that on here. But I will send over the invoice receipt and the outline of the agreement in writing. I also have to walk you through a voice verification recording, just as an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you through this, if there's anything that I say that you don't understand or you don't agree with, just feel free to stop me. I could always rephrase it for you. But I do want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize any kind of transaction with your business, okay?
Okay.
All right. Okay, so you are on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company, Local Splash, and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Amazing Grace Solutions, LLC.
Okay. And then can you please state your name and title within the business?
Nixon Diaz, and I am... I would say an authorized officer.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers?
Yes.
And in hiring our company, Local Splash, as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement with us?
Can you repeat that again?
Yeah, absolutely. So do you want me to put it in layman's terms, or you just want me to repeat it verbatim?
Yeah, you can put it either way.
Okay, so basically what this is saying is we know what you're already using right now, and we're not saying like you have to go cancel that Home Advisor by Angie's program or anything like that. It's just saying after today, if you're going to do something that has to do with online advertisement, we want you to let us know about it, so that way we can make sure that if somebody's like touching your Google business profile, that we know what's going on. We also don't want you to like pay for something you may already have through us, or duplicate any of the listings. So if you're not sure, basically just kind of double check, but don't jump into anything without making sure it's not something that we're already doing, because they will duplicate it and then they will charge you again. That's obviously not what we want.
Okay.
We want to keep the overhead as low as possible. But if you could do anything with that Home Advisor program, you should do really well with this. a lot of home advisors leads are very saturated leads that they get from Google. So they'll actually have somebody fill out a form. They're on the first page beneath the local guys there, actually, if you Google any of the services you offer. But they'll have them fill out the form and they sell it to like five of you at once. So it's like super saturated. Whereas this, you're actually marketed independently and the customer can call you directly. So instead of them going on to Home Advisor 10 Best and then five of you calling them back and them picking the cheapest one, you know, they see you as a top recommended option there. They could call you directly. You don't get charged per lead or click or call. You see the difference?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. So you should like this. I mean, if you guys could do anything with that, I've worked with a lot of people who have used
that. I just hope that I can land, you know, two or three jobs a month from this and I'll be okay with that.
Easily. You're coming into peak season. The next 3 months are the most profitable months of the year for your industry. So if you can't do it now.
20 mile radius is good. I think 20 mile radius gives me plenty of workspace. But like I said, I want to be directed more towards Alpharetta area than the east side. I would like to work more in the west side because most of my contractors come from Marietta. So that's kind of the reason why I am trying to get more into like the Alpharetta, Roswell area if possible.
Yeah, so during your client interview, it's geo-targeted and it's keyword-specific. So you could customize the geographic area that you're targeting with your campaign as well as the specific services. So you don't just have to be in like the landscape contractor category. If somebody types in tree removal, like sod installation, hardscape, or landscape design, any of those keywords, you can actually pick them during your client interview, but you'll be a top recommended option on that search results page too. That way you can make sure that when your leads come in, they're obviously in that area and they had to have typed in one of those services. They're already pre-qualified.
Okay.
Make sense?
Sounds good.
All right. And it says, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is May 12th of 2022. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199. As part of a discount that was applied via Tara Craig, she was the representative you spoke with in the beginning. There was a, let me outline this here, a new in business credit and a veteran's discount that I have applied to this listing. So we waived your setup fee indefinitely as well. It says when the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 12th day, but you'll keep that discounted pricing structure for as long as you're with us. So it'll stay $199 indefinitely. It's not going to go back up to $399 next month. Okay? And then it does state that you're not binded to any kind of long-term contract, but we do ask for a two-month verbal commitment from you. You can cancel at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is that you let us know before the next billing is due. And then it asks if you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms.
Okay.
All right. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message as well as a welcome email loaded with information about what to expect as a new local splash client. I can hang on the line with you here. I just want to make sure that you get your welcome text because it's going to have an outline of the agreement in writing, and at the bottom it'll ask you to actually sign off on that. So that way we have authorization from you. Hold on one second here. Again, so I got this delivery status notification of failure for your email. Again,
AGS.
Mm-hmm. LLC.
AGSLLC 4159.
Okay.
At gmail.com.
Okay. I don't know why this keeps happening. All guests. Okay. Let me know if your welcome text come through while I confirm this.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay. So there should be one in there that'll say, Nixon, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
I just got the client invitation.
Oh, okay. So that means that the email's working. Okay, perfect. So we got it. We got it this time. I accidentally just clicked resend again to you. sorry about that. Okay, so you should have a text message, though, that says, Nixon, thank you for choosing Local Splash.
No, I haven't received a text message.
Okay. Let's give it a second here. It's an automation, so usually anytime a transaction clears, it automatically will publish the outline of the agreement. That way you have it on file that you're getting that discounted rate indefinitely. There's no confusion on that moving forward. You have documentation for everything that we're doing for you and that cost.
Okay.
Bear with me for just a moment. What branch were you in, by the way? It does say you're a veteran, or the company is veteran.
Yes, it was my wife in Air Force.
Oh, Air Force. Okay. Well, thank her for her service. That's amazing. It's very rare that you have a missus, so I'm sure she's a very strong, independent woman. It's beautiful.
It's Google Ads, the SEO. It's called Local Flash.
Her service saved you guys a lot of money today. And will she be handling a lot of the clients, or do you usually handle the customers?
I'm pretty, because she's got a job, so I'm pretty much the face, and just while it's growing and it continues to develop into something bigger, but for now she is just there as a support, but I do most of the client contact, setting up the appointment, ordering materials, setting up the contractors, following up and doing estimates. I mean, all
okay.
Right, but I finally got the welcome text.
Okay. Well, the only reason I was asking about her, I don't want you to feel like I'm getting in your personal business or anything, but I just want to list her because she's a veteran, right? And I know it's veteran owned and operated, and I applied the veteran's discount to it. We won't be calling contacting her, but I just want to have her there, and then, you know, I can just put that way it's in there, you know? Her first name?
Denisha.
Okay.
D-A-N-E-S-H-I-A.
Okay.
Diaz. D-I-A-Z.
Okay. Denisha Diaz. Okay. And then there won't be any further, like, we're not going to, you know, be calling her up, investigating it or anything, but I just want to have it documented there, so that way they know I'm not just giving that out to anybody, you know?
Okay.
You said she was Air Force.
Yeah, if you need anything proving her, you know, veteran status or whatever, just let me know. We can email you, like,
okay.
A proof of, like, maybe the DD-214 or something like that.
Okay, yeah, that could actually be helpful, too. I mean, they'll still kind of take my word for it, but at the same time, I don't want them thinking that I'm just passing that out. They take that kind of seriously. They don't want me discounting pricing structures without verification. The new in business credit is a lot easier to verify because Google has access to how long the business has been listed online, at least, or anything that was published online for the business. They know around the team for that.
What's the photos at localsplash.com? What is that for?
That's for you to send in anything that you, like you said, you have verification. Also for if you wanted to add like a logo to your Google business profile or add photos to your Google business profile aside from just the website stuff, we can actually publish those there as well. So any kind of pictures or credentials that you'd like to send in that you might want to add to the Google business listing, then you could send them there. And that's just an email address that'll convert the PDF into the most compatible format, so that way the photos are very clear.
Okay.
And then the outline of the agreement should have been sent now, so you might have that. It'll say, Nixon, thank you for choosing Local Splash. There is a section that'll say, please click here. Once you click on that, it'll open up an outline of the agreement. At the bottom, it'll ask you to authorize that you are the cardholder. This is not somebody pretending to be Nixon Diaz. And then at the very bottom, it'll ask you to type in your first and last name to agree to the subscription terms. And then
where do I click? Oh, there's the click here, okay.
Yep. And there's a hard copy of this sent over to your email as well with your invoice receipt. That's why I had to verify your email, because you'll be able to write this off later as well as a business expense. So definitely want to have all your invoices.
Okay, so it sent me to my username and password.
Right. So at the end of your client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1, you're going to get the username and password, and there's a 7-minute YouTube video. It's a temporary username and password, so you can actually change it to whatever you like. And then the YouTube video is just going to introduce you to the tracking system, show you how to use it, how to go through each individual tab, the billing section, et cetera. And that'll be our tool moving forward to kind of help us keep track of calls and clients that are coming in. If you miss opportunities, you can go into that pipeline and still get those leads. Also, if you just want to kind of see how each individual service is performing or how we're performing overall on a day-by-day basis and bringing those leads in for you.
Okay.
Okay. So that's going to conclude our initial sign-up. I want to thank you for signing up. Obviously, welcome aboard to the local Splash team. I will be here to assist you throughout the campaign, so if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to call in. We have a 24/7 customer service department available to you at any time. The phone number is going to be attached to every text and email that you get moving forward, as well as the ones you may have already received. Couple things I just want you to keep in mind. Nixon is going to be the client interview tomorrow between 12 and 1. Like I said, I'll send you a text around 11 o'clock just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. And then also your PIN verification letter will come in next week in the mail. When you guys get that, make sure to respond with the 5-digit number on the back as soon as possible. You can text it in, you can email it in, or you could call in with it, whatever's the most convenient for you. But we do need to get that as soon as possible so that we can go ahead and list you guys and put you in position to start receiving those calls.
Okay, so definitely I'll be in the lookout for that. So as soon as I get it, what do you want me to do with it?
There's a 5-digit number on the back that we need from you. So that's what I was saying. You could text in with it. You could call in with it. You could email it to us, whichever is most convenient for you. But we do need that 5-digit number on the back.
Who would I be calling?
You could call into our customer service department. So just say, hi, I received my PIN verification letter. We're a pretty large company. So there's a 24/7 customer service department available to you as well, that 877 number you see in the text messages. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep an eye out on that, and as soon as I get it, I'll let you know.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, feel free to call in, but I'll let you get back to the rest of your evening, and then I'll circle back tomorrow between 11 and 12 for that client interview. Or 12 and 1,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. You have a great day, Nixon.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Bye.